going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Welcome into Grant and Danny, May 13th, 2025. There are good days for DC sports. There are bad days. And then there are days like whatever yesterday was. You can't make that day up, even by the standards of the low expectations sometimes we have for our operations. The Capitals drop a second straight in Raleigh. They are now facing elimination coming home on Thursday night, down 3-1 in their best of seven. The Wizards, they didn't get the number one pick.
They didn't even play.
It happens. They didn't get the number one pick. So they probably got the number two pick, right? Nope, that didn't happen either.
Three.
They fell to three? They didn't fall to three.
No.
Fourth pick, that stinks. Oh, I'm being told they didn't get the fourth pick either. Danny, they might as well have fallen out of the first round. They will be picking sixth. After yet another lottery shiv right to the ribs for Wizards fans to deal with. Way less important because that was a year of rebuild, a year of tanking for naught. That just wasted and ruined a lot of months of planning and doing things the right way for the organization to try to get yourself Cooper Flagg in the number one pick. But the Nationals were gifted two runs last night. They cannot score. They are incapable of scoring.
I hate it.
They were gifted two runs to tie the game in the third. One of the crazy moments of a baseball season. Over 162 games, like a top five wild moment, down to your final out. Ball gets thrown down the line because Dylan Cruz is a hustler. And two runs score to tie the game. And then they immediately let the Braves walk off in the bottom of the ninth. Other than that, how was the DC sports night, Mrs. Lincoln?
Terrible. That's as bad as it gets, period. Thank you. So my fury at the NBA this morning, and really it started last night with the unfathomable depression and the darkness and void of ineptitude as it washed over me, where once again, the Wizards get boned in the lottery. And for people that are saying, stop whining about it. First of all, shut up, not today. Second of all, for anybody who thinks this is made up, it ain't. I got the stats for you. In history, the Wizards have moved up in the lottery twice where they've outkicked their coverage. Say you finish with the seventh worst record, you pick sixth. Yay, Dad! Yay! Twice. They've stayed in the same spot eight times. So neutral luck. Even that's, you know, kind of misfortune because there's a chance you could move up or down. Everybody seems to. They've gone down. They've fallen to a worse spot in the lottery 11 times. 11 times, including last night. 11 different times we've gotten reared back and kicked in the testicles to be shellacked and swatted aside as an irrelevant also-ran in a league that has four cool cities. Pardon me, association. We'd like to join the cool cities. Is that possible? No? I'll bend over and take it for another 45 years. Cool. You got your priorities in order. You're doing great, TikTok League. Let's have more conversations about outfits of jackasses arriving to the arenas, more guys violating their contracts and conspiring with their buddies who are rep by the same agent during the season to go play somewhere else. Pardon me? Sorry to bug you. you market the stars so well and everyone makes so much money on it, and you're all rich now off the backs of a couple of superstars that you let have the autonomy to do whatever the hell they want in the association. We're trying to get one of those guys, and I know we can't just be a cool city. Sorry. Could we try, just real quick, to maybe go through a process where we could get one before they could say no to us? Could we try to do that? No? Terrific! Another 50 years up my butt! Awesome league! You're doing great, sweetie! Your league sucks! Let's have everybody play the same way. Who could shoot 53s first tonight? Yay! Having a great time with basketball. I love the game so much. And I'm sorry, Grant. I was going to say this for later, but it's happening now. I love this game. I love basketball. I'm so stupid. I grew up thinking I was going to be able to play both baseball and basketball in college. A doctor told me, because of my big, stupid platypus feet, that I was going to be 6'4". I was under the delusion that I could do both. I have loved basketball my entire life. This version sucks. The league is poisoning itself against people like me. Keep doing more of this. You're so concerned with someone maybe on purpose not trying to be awesome for a little bit of time that the worst teams have a 10% chance, basically, of having a stupid ping pong ball bounce their way. And time after time after time, someone jumps in from outside the top 10 to find a way to steal the generational talent that might, for the first time in my lifetime, other than fleeting moments of an aged, broken-kneed Michael Jordan, a gun-threatening teammate in Gilbert Arenas, and John Wall for an hour and a half, make my franchise relevant for the first time in decades since they won a championship before I was born. Once it might happen. Nope. 20% chance at the sixth pick. You'll never guess what they got. You'll never guess. Oh, the sixth pick, because of course they did. Here's a rust-covered Lance with a running start directly in the brown eye. Yay, league. I love you. What a stupid, stupid exercise in futility. But let's have more dads run on the court and trash talk your stars. Let's have more feuds with shouty show guys and players and make that what our league's known for. Let's make that our branding. Has Stephen A. Smith weighed in today? Hopefully I get a chance to hear it. God, I'm so mad. I can't believe that I can't believe it. That's what bothers me the most about it, is that I thought maybe one time the true, it might come true, my wish. Maybe. If I clasp my fingers and hope against hope. Take this to the throat. Here's a punch. Here's a shiv. Here's a tress way. Lean back and bomb one. Puma, let's rage right on my yam bag. What a stupid league. What a stupid, dumb league. And it's my own fault for caring. I'm sorry, buddy. Back to you.
No, I'm. It sounds like you're having a good day so far.
I'm having a hell of a day. It should rain more.
Did it rain today?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It did, didn't it? It felt on brand. It's probably only raining over my head. Go full Milton on your ass.
I was going to say, is this Milton or is this
It might as well, we're one and the same today. If you've seen the new Marvel thing, I'm the Void. I'm the Sentry's dark side. Spoiler alert, they're the Thunderbolts and now they're the Avengers. I don't know what they're doing either. But Fantastic Four is coming. They even showed it in the trailer, and now all of a sudden at the end of the movie, you wait around for the end credit scene. I'm spoiling everything today, just like the league spoiled my love for basketball. Has anyone shot any threes yet? Let's get that going. It'd be a lot of fun.
Well, the league does stink.
It sucks right now,
but
Grant.
But that's very, very different, I think, than what happened last night. But here's where I'll start. I don't think that the lottery is rigged. But damn if I have a hard time explaining it away.
Oh, I forgot that part. Go ahead.
I don't think that the lottery is rigged, but today's not the day I'm going to stand on the table to defend it. It's a lot of, how did that happen? Year after year after year after year after year. Do you know what the chance of last night's top three, 1, 2, 3, coming in that order is?
Bet you it's a small percentage.
So if you suspend even the coin toss for the Mavericks to even get into the mix, people forget about that. The Mavericks had to have the coin toss just to get the pick that was accidentally able to move all the way up to the top of the board last night. So that starts with a 50%. People are saying they had a 1.8% chance of getting the number one pick last night. No, they didn't. They had a 1.8% chance of getting the pick after they won a coin toss, which is 50-50. So now redo that math.
Oh, my God.
It's 0 point something.
Oh, my God.
Okay? But the chance, and I'm not even accounting for the coin toss first. So this is just after you already win a coin toss. Of getting those three picks in that order last night, 0.014%.
Great system. It's really working to a T.
So the NBA wants to argue with me about whether their thing's rigged. And what I would say to the NBA is, frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn. Okay? Your system does not work. Do another system. You're so worried about tanking, which you shouldn't be, which is not the pejorative that you think it is, which is just rebuilding in a way that should work, that you are doing this to prohibit tanking. Danny, it's not prohibiting it.
No, it's not.
Teams are still tanking to the same extent that they always have. If you could show me that fewer teams tank because they get screwed by the lottery and they don't want to tank, I would say to you, okay, it's a stupid system, but the thing that you think's a big deal, which isn't, you're actually getting out of the game, and you want it out of the game, which you shouldn't. So at least I can acknowledge that your bad idea to get the thing out of the game that doesn't need to be out of the game is working. But your bad idea to get the thing out of the game that doesn't need to be out of the game is also not getting it out of the game. So what is the point of any of this? I don't understand. And we could go through the history. I'm sure people have been doing it all day long. But this goes back to Patrick Ewing to the Knicks in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time where everyone went, that's interesting. No? I mean, more recently, 2011 with the Pelicans and the new owner and the vetoed trade for New Orleans, or at the time, I guess it was the Hornets, 7-1 chance they get their pick. 2012, LeBron leaves Cleveland and they get Kyrie. You know, the Cavs, back-to-back years. LeBron's thinking about coming back to Cleveland. They need one more piece to make him want to do it.
And wouldn't you know it,
they get the number one overall
pick. Isn't that amazing?
The Mavs this year at 40-1, an 8% chance of picking in the top four. That's it. 8%. No business being in the top four after trading Luka. 1.8% after the coin toss, which is 50-50, of getting the number one pick, and they do it. And this happens routinely. It is infuriating. The only team in the top four that should have been there was Charlotte. Three other teams jumped up that aren't as needy. Crumble up your GD system and find a new one. It doesn't work, and it stinks.
If you want people to believe there's no impropriety and that it's not rigged, you can't have results that people go, is it rigged? You see what I'm saying?
Like, constantly, by the way.
And it happens a lot. The guy that texted Tim Donaghy hundreds of times per day calling playoff games last night, you know what I mean? And nobody cares, and the league doesn't care. They just kind of keep the machine rolling.
Well, they're busy, right? Because they've got, you know, someone got a shoe deal, so we'll talk about that on ESPN.
Yeah.
And then what did Russell Westbrook wear walking into the arena? And who's going to play with who? You know, there was a big story all day yesterday that Giannis is open to the idea. It's not even a real story. It's just the possibility of maybe playing elsewhere has crossed his mind. Well, no kidding. Every single person in America has ideas cross their mind all day long that they're not going to act on.
I got some ideas.
Every married man in America has some ideas every now and then that cross his mind.
Hmm.
And he goes, I'm a married man. Well, that's a weird thing to have crossed my mind. Who gives a damn what's crossing his mind? It's such a stupid league. It's just stupid. That's what it is.
Yeah, and after last night, that was a pretty good nail in the coffin. So to your point, I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm actually okay with the lottery. I really am. I'm okay with it.
I hate the lottery.
What I'm not okay with is the minuscule chance that the regular, normal, reasonable outcome happens. You haven't had a team with the worst record win the lottery since 2018. We got seven lotteries deep since then when the team with the worst record won the lottery.
Bump up the percentages.
So that's where I begin. I can't do 14%. Let's triple that.
For the casuals that don't know the numbers and how it works, the worst three teams in the NBA have a 14% chance of getting the number one pick. But even still, the Wizards last night, and you cited it on the show many, many times, because as a longtime Wizards fan, you kind of saw this one coming.
Everyone knew.
They still had like a 48% chance of falling out of the top four. The top four. Which, by the way, the narrative going in, just so everyone's on the same page, the media that covers the draft most closely, the people that I follow, they said the Wizards will be gold. Obviously, the number one pick, Cooper Flagg, that's what you want, generational prospect.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be in a golden spot if they get a top two pick. They'll be in a fine spot, not great, but fine, as long as they're in the top four. If they get the fifth or sixth pick, they're mm-hmm. screwed. That was kind of the narrative going in. I think the Wizards' own front office, based on what I can tell, the idea was, look, let's prepare for the worst and hope for the best. As long as we're picking in the top five, we're going to be able to make this work. And then you get the sixth pick.
Wouldn't you know it?
I mean, you cannot make this up, Danny. You can't.
Welcome Con Knipple to town. But yay. Get your season tickets now, I guess.
Now, the only good thing is, Danny, and I know you've been mad, but I want to cheer you up a little bit. The last time they picked sixth, it actually worked out very, very well. They got Jan Vesely.
Now, I'm not going to make a joke saying that I was in a good mood because I wasn't. You know what? That's fine. I deserve that today.
Jan Vesely went sixth. I deserve all of it. So this is a friendly spot for the Wizards.
If you left that loser alone in the gym for an hour, he wouldn't score 10 points. Like, if you said you can't shoot inside the lane, and they were like, I want to take Jan Vesely on the team that's competing for the playoffs to buy myself more time. And that guy got another 10 years as the GM.
I don't remember one single moment from him on the basketball court that was cool. What I do remember is two things. One, he stood up and kissed that smoke of a girlfriend.
He kissed a lady, which was the best.
And everyone was like, he's going to be a great player. Look at him kiss this hot girl.
Not everybody.
That's not how it works.
Not how it works.
If you kiss a pretty girl, it doesn't mean you're good at basketball.
He is gameless.
He sucks so bad and he couldn't score or dribble or pass or do anything at an NBA level.
I pissed a lot of people off that night, by the way, hosting the draft party.
What I remember most about him is I peed right next to him at Capital One Arena at a Capitals game.
Oh.
Yeah. There was like a little barrier between us, so... If you're asking, I can't tell you a whole lot.
There were follow-ups I had that I'm going
to
holster those.
I can't give you the answers to that because there was like unfortunately.
A partition, yeah.
Unfortunately, there was a partition.
Fortunately for everybody.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Did I say fortunately?
Fortunately.
Yes.
No, fortunately.
Unfortunately, there was a partition. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the point of the dude's story is, in the bathroom, I got a selfie with Jan Vesely. I got to find it somewhere.
Because you got everybody finished their business first, right? Before you did
it? No. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think it was actually like... outside of the bathroom, but you could see the bathroom in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got it, and I'm like, I just want this for fun because I'm going to show it to Danny and he's going to lose his mind.
That was a great troll job when you did that, by the way.
So that was one of my favorite pictures. But anyway, that was the last time they picked six.
Yeah.
So I think things will work out.
They'll work great. Man. And here's the thing. They tried. The Wizards, under correct management for the first time in decades, actually said, let's give this best practice a shot. Let's try it.
That is one thing I want to fight against a little bit today, if we could, together, locking arms here.
You knew it was going
to
happen.
They did the right thing. The most annoying thing about today, Danny, to me, is the people that are taking their victory lap that you shouldn't tank.
Happy now with the tanking. Happy now. Happy now, LOL, crying emoji. Happy now, LOL.
First of all, grow up.
They did what they should do. That's number one. Why grow up?
Grown men don't use crying, laughing emojis. Okay. You're not really LOLing. Type something out or don't. Or run with your eyes closed and see if you hit something. There's, you're going to have to hover over that dump button today. I have towed the line three times. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Grant.
All they did was the right things all year. And that's all you can do, by the way, is line up the best possible scenario for yourself to... figuratively, but literally, hit the lottery, get your Cooper flag. And just once, one of these times, it's going to be our turn.
Yeah, Kwame Brown year.
It's going to be us. Our guy, right? Well, last year they picked two, which was the highest it's been in a while, and it was the worst draft in years and years and
Isn't
years.
Isn't that fun?
Now, they made the right pick, and Alex Sarr seems like he can play.
Nice piece.
And I do love this front office and what they've done so far.
Me too.
I think they picked the right guy in Sarr. I think they picked the right guy in Bilal Coulibaly. I think they made the right selections with Kishon George, who's a steal, and Bob Carrington, who was there last night. Who's a steal, by the way, never send him back to a draft.
Yeah, that's the last Bub gets to do that.
Sorry, Bub,
you did nothing wrong. You just sat there.
It's not your fault.
You minded your business, but now that's my association.
We have reached the end of the road with you representing the team.
Yeah, that's the last one.
But they did everything right.
Mm-hmm.
The part they control is not their fault.
Yep.
They don't control that part, rather. They did the stuff that they could do. And if someone's yelling about tanking because they wanted to go win 32 games this year and pick eighth, they're wrong. And they're stupid, and just turn the other cheek and walk away. We don't need to give them a seat at the table today. We got enough to worry about. But that stunk. I felt so bad. Poor Wizards fans. I mean, you know, those of us that are Wizards fans that are just kind of like tangentially watching this whole thing melt down to the ground from afar, and we'll go pick up the ashes and help rebuild when we need to. We'll get our hammers and our nails. No, I mean the people that were like in the room that had to run out when it started to catch fire. Like the people that are still at the games.
Yeah.
The people who have Bub Carrington jerseys. I'm sure there's a few of them. Season ticket holders. The people that are still going to the arena regularly. Those people.
Mm-hmm.
God, I felt so bad for them last night.
Uh-huh.
This was months and months of months for last night.
Yeah, the whole point was the pot of gold, or the whole point was the light at the end of the tunnel.
Correct.
And it's just an avalanche.
It's like you prepared for 1 year mm-hmm. for a play. Last night was opening night. Last night, but it's only a one-night play, by the way. Like, you get one night and nobody came. You walked out on the stage and you started to say your first line and there's not one effing person in the crowd. And you forgot your lines, and then someone pooped on your shoe.
And then stole your wallet.
and then punched you in the jaw.
Yeah, the light at the end of the tunnel was the Predator's homing missile.
What a stupid thing. Oh, man. And I, you know what was so funny? The best part about it all, I actually was saying this to people yesterday. I have almost given up on basketball. Like, I find myself getting sucked back in during these playoffs. They've been really good. I did not go to one Wizards game this year. That's not true. I went to one when we had a sweet night for the fan, and we got to talk to Will Dawkins. That was the only Wizards night I went to. And it's not that I hate going. It's I go to so many Caps games that the idea that I go to my pregnant wife and I say I'm going to go back to Capital One Arena again, and I'm not going to trade one Caps game for one Wizards game. I'm just not doing it. Not until they deserve it. But that's like 2 years in a row where I think I've been to like two total Wizards games.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that in my life. But the NBA is, everything they do is a turnoff to me. They just have a three-point contest every single night from half court. The whole league is about what everyone's wearing. And then they might play basketball after. I hate NBA Twitter. I hate it. I should mute every single word that has to do with basketball on Twitter.
We're starting to get to golf treatment for me. For muting
stinks.
Words.
But here's my point. Yesterday, Linnell will like this. He's a basketball guy. Yesterday, all day long, NBA Jeeps was back. I was so excited.
Da-na-na-na-na,
I was 12 years old again in my backyard shooting hoops, getting steamed up to go watch Tracy Murray hit threes, okay? I wanted to see Rod Strickland go coast to coast. I was psyched yesterday. NBC's getting the rights again, and all I could think about was, if they get the number one pick in Cooper Flag, I literally said to my wife, I'm going to take my kid to 10 games next year. We're going to be Marks. We're getting it on the ground floor, and we're going to do it. It's Saar, it's Flag, it's Bilal. And let's sign Kevin Durant to a 2-year deal to end his career in a year from now, and let's go play basketball. Let's go, Wizards! And then that happened. and I'm so far out again.
What happened to the air in the balloon?
The NBA hates me, but they hate you more. They
oh,
hate
yeah.
you the most.
Oh, yeah.
But they hate us all. So screw all of you. Sorry.
Pretty much. It's actually pretty much covered it.
I'm out. It's been fun. What time do the Caps play? Looks like it's 7 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah, we got one more of those.
Okay.
As a nice little dessert for everything.
So my re-entry into the Wizards Wild was like 3 hours long. It was yesterday.
I want them to be good once before I die, Grant. Like, that's 46 years,
You'll
man.
You'll get that.
No 50-win seasons for my whole life. My whole life? Not one time has that ever happened. I want it one time. I'm not even talking about a championship anymore. That's a fool's errand. That's stupid.
Best thing that's happened to Wizards fans in a while is the silly Netflix documentary about when our guards pulled guns on each other.
Remember that?
That documentary is a 10 out of 10.
It's really good.
But you may remember that two of our guards pulled guns on each other in the locker room.
That's why the title's Shooting Guards. Do you get it?
Best documentary title ever.
It's a 10.
How'd you guys feel about last night? Fun, right? That went well? Everybody had a good time? 800-636-1067. Do you think it's rigged? I do not. So we'll start
with
that.
That's where we are, by the way.
We'll start with that. And also, how big of a setback? Seriously, though. How big of a setback was last night for the big picture plan here? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Picking sixth, the Washington Wizards.
Correction now. That means
correction now. The Wizards will suck forever. We had told you guys they might be good, but that's no longer the case.
There was hope. Correction now. It's a knife to the back.
Correction now. All of the excitement and giddiness and joy and the hope in DC of the last several months has vanished, and they're back to being miserable about their basketball
Correction.
Team.
They caught Andy Dufresne in the first act. He's not getting out.
Did you see that as Bob Carrington, and to his credit, he didn't react much, but he kind of swiveled and turned to the side, and he was like, well, that's not good.
Did we just... we did. That was worst case? It was? Okay.
Jared McCain, who's like the TikToking Philadelphia 76ers social media guy. He is both their social media advisor, but also like an actual good basketball player.
Yeah.
Who scores 15 a game. They showed him, and he has this big, cheesy smile with his teeth out, and he's like, we did it. We're in the top four. And he's like pointing down, like, we got this. And he's celebrating the Wizards falling to six.
Yeah.
I wanted to break the TV in front of me.
Yeah.
Stop smiling at once. This is a bad system. I don't think it's rigged, but as I said last segment, forgive my skepticism. I mean, it's just too much of this crap. It seems like the obvious thing every time happens. Like, you trade your superstar, you need to reboot, you get the number one pick. But I'm going to not suspend my whatever smarts I've got, you know, my common sense. I'm not going to claim that it's rigged. I just think it's a stupid system. You allow for this nonsense. To have a terrible year and a 14% chance at getting the number one overall pick is not a good system. I'm sorry.
I mean, you can go through all of these times. Again, if you had the worst team land the number one pick multiple times and you go, well, every once in a while it doesn't work out for you. It hasn't happened since 2018. The worst pick gets the first pick.
Which means it's a bad system.
It's bad.
If you showed those results to someone, they would go, okay, go back to the drawing board.
We
got to
fix
something else out.
So when it happens with New Orleans, remember that whole Anthony Davis, the saga, the different trades, the weirdness where New Orleans was sort of left for dead, ownership change. Wouldn't you know it? The team with the seventh best odds lands Zion Williamson, and the place goes nuts, and everybody's super happy. You know, each time you can kind of point to something that's going on where you go, that's at least a little fishy. if I had people sniffing around going, at least that looks a little fishy, I don't care about the accounting firm of Ernst & Young or whoever's holding the envelopes. I would need to change it up
yes.
so that people aren't sitting there going, can we start asking questions? I need no questions.
One of all the things is happens, you know, two maybe is coincidence, but when it's LeBron staying in Cleveland over going to Memphis, when it's, you know, LeBron leaves, but you get Kyrie, when it's LeBron saying he'd go to Cleveland, but they would need one more piece and they get the number one pick. When and there's enough of these where, like, if it was rigged, San Antonio wouldn't have gotten Wemby. San Antonio wouldn't have gotten Duncan. So, like, you could, again, it's not. But my point is, Derrick Rose, Chicago, there's so many of these along the way where you go, it's just not a good look. Maybe you should care about that. They don't. But as you said, Scott Foster still officials, officiates these games, and they don't answer to that either. But there's no reason that 14 teams have to have a chance at the number one pick. To me, that should be the worst three, or if you want to do four teams or whatever, and you divvy up 125% to all four of those teams, we're done there.
There you go.
Those four teams, in some order, are going to pick in the top four, or the worst three teams, let's say, 33.3% each, and they're picking in the top three in a grab bag, and then you can kind of, from four on, do it a different way. The idea that the regular season matters so little to the draft order, it just doesn't work for me. Let's go to the phones. Kevin's in Lanham on Grant and Danny. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, fellas? Listen, Danny, you summed it up perfectly, the frustration of all of us. That's exactly, number one, how I feel. I stopped watching basketball a long time ago. I can't do it. Even the, Grant, you said the Wembanyama thing wasn't set up, but think about it. Wemby was a little kid growing up with a Tony Parker jersey. All his whole years was a Spurs fan. And all of a sudden, the Spurs happened to get the
wouldn't
number
you know
one
it?
Pick when Wemby.
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't you know it? Wembanyama's coming out. We get that number one pick.
But they just wouldn't hook that market multiple times over. And the other thing is, it's not like D.C. is Oklahoma City or something. Like, we're kind of a big deal. You would think at some point, if it was actually rigged, they would go, you know who we should hook? Washington, D.C. You know what would be good for basketball? Is if that sleeping giant of a basketball town, because since I was a kid, everyone's told me what an amazing basketball town D.C. is. I'm sure. Do we have the jingle, by the way?
I wouldn't know, honestly. It's been so damn long.
We mentioned the Wizards in the middle of the regular season and asked for calls and tumbleweeds flow by, okay? Tell me more about what a great basketball town it is. But thank you.
What's up, Peck? Good to see you, buddy.
It's been a while, Peck. But the point of the dude's story is, the surest that I've ever been is that anybody cared before the possibility of the number one overall pick. And we all came, it was whack-a-mole. We all came out and we're like looking around like, where's Cooper Flagg? I heard he was here. Bam, 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 bam. Whack-a-mole. Where is he? I want to get a peek at him. He went to Duke, yeah? I saw him play on a Thursday night.
I seen them when he was from Maine. He's a high school kid, yeah.
Like, don't you know? I like Cooper Flagg too, you see? My little boy wants a jersey. Boom, 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 boom. Back in my little cave to never care about anything that they're doing again. Adam and Culpepper, how are you?
Hey, fellas, how we doing, man?
Hey, dude.
I'm disappointed, dude. I think it's a travesty, man. It's like they front load the markets that are already doing well. That's the only motive I could think of for rigging it. And the NBA, it's crazy because basketball is my favorite sport, but I can't even. It's like almost unwatchable. The better games are on the West Coast. I can't stay up that late. So I was really looking forward to kind of getting into this. I was hoping that it would work out for us. It seems like this would be a huge market, like you were just saying. The NBA is killing it, though. I don't understand what they're doing. And then even the kids at the park are starting. You're watching kids just brick threes all day. You can't even – I don't understand what's going on with how they're tanking themselves. I don't get it, man.
Appreciate you, dude.
Yeah, they better make a change then because they hate tanking.
Am I right? Come on.
Anybody?
Come on, everyone.
Nothing. Okay.
But it's there have been guys that have changed basketball. Steph Curry did that. So that's why kids want to bomb threes because that's what the whole league does. So I understand that to a degree. But
the shot chart, though, the other night of the Celtics,
it's insane.
They made one basket at the rim in transition. One. Every other shot for an entire quarter was a three pointer. Every single shot.
Whether you agree with what baseball's done or not, they kind of said, hey, this is, people don't love this, the way that games are going now, where it's a strikeout, a walk, a home run, or a flyout, and guys all react kind of the same, and the shifts. So we're gonna try to address it and do something about it. This is a homogenous league at this point. Everybody does the exact same thing. So there's no creativity. There's no style. It's all analytics driven, and we're all playing this kind of pick and roll, and you can't touch anybody, so we're just bombing threes. But the fact is, it's the double-edged sword of marketing stars as relentlessly as they have, the individual expression. That's all well and good. That's fine. They've become the second most valuable league, and there's billions being traded around every day because of it. Well, when you give that kind of autonomy, you make it very clear. We need one of these guys, says every single city who doesn't have one, and to only keep three or four or five different places as part of the cool kids table makes it impossible for everybody else. You're just cannon fodder.
It is hard for me to explain how big of a deal from a marketing standpoint and an interest standpoint getting the number one pick would have been and how relevant quickly in this town the Wizards would have become again in the next several months in the news cycle. But it didn't happen. And so Michael Winger and Will Dawkins and Travis Schlink in this front office now, they go back to the drawing board. But this was a year of preparing and needing some luck, obviously, but setting yourself up to take advantage of it that feels largely wasted. How big of a setback was last night? They still have two picks in the top 18 at 6-18, as much of a nightmare as falling down the draft board early was. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. The Wizards last night had their draft lottery dreams dashed. A chance at a number one pick went by the wayside. They fell to number six overall. Danny've mostly worked the demons out of the system, it feels like, but what could have been, my friend? I am so salty. And for the Mavericks, as bungled as their season was, and as mishandled as their entire year was, for them to have Nico Harrison celebrating last night on television, that the grand champion of the NBA last night. Oh, God, that was awful.
I don't have a good analogy for it because it's impossible to fathom. Like, you bungle your way into that spot for a middling, pointless, directionless franchise where he's out there cutting promos going, defense wins championships, as he got rid of their beloved star. And he's sitting there going, look at me. I did everything right. Congrats to Nico.
I'm about to say something that Linnell's going to hate and Darius is going to hate and Ryan's going to hate and Danny's going to hate.
Oh, no.
Guess what?
Huh.
Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg, not a bad trade. Like, you could tell me you wouldn't make the trade.
Oh, no.
But that trade now that we killed him for, now that the terms are back in, you're talking
now
about...
Now that you know that it's
Coop. The pick, you get Luka. It's Luka Doncic to L.A. for Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg. That's an acceptable offer.
Oh, no.
Nico comes out like a shiny new toy.
Yeah, that's probably not even the most irritating. It's a sea of irritation. Yeah. It's a whole ocean of irritation. That's an irritant.
Well, prepare to be more irritated. Yeah. Ian's in Vienna. What's up, Ian? How are you, buddy?
Yeah, so love to passion. I mean, just epic. So I don't think it's rigged. We can go through every single draft lottery and say where the biggest stars should have gone, would have gone. And there's so many times they don't go to the proper market. My favorite one is when one of the most hyped drafts of Greg Oden and Kevin Durant, and they end up in Seattle and Portland, respectively. So, no, it's not rigged. You would see much more L.A., Boston, New York, Chicago succeed as opposed to the OKCs and other markets succeed. So that's my number one point. My number two point is, of course, it's devastating for Washington. And I do agree with you both that the system needs to be fixed. I mean, any management consultant in this town would be like, we got to change those odds from 14% to 25% to 35%. It shouldn't, the odds are not properly weighted. I think we can agree with that. I 100% agree with you, Grant. And look, I'm not a Nico Harrison fan. I'm not a fan of how he went about the trade, not shopping it. But Luka Doncic isn't a winner for a reason. And I kind of was rooting for Nico Harrison in this way that he did something that went against the fans because he thought it was the better way to win. And in that way, you're right. AD, Kyrie, Cooper Flagg, and that supporting cast back, you'd make that trade because we saw Luka get absolutely hunted and clowned and ran out of gas in that L.A. playoff series to the point where you saw Timberwolves players looking for who Luka was guarding and went right at him.
A defensive liability in a lot of ways. Appreciate the phone call. It's a good call. I wouldn't have made the trade, and I hate that it worked out for Nico Harrison the way that it has because he shouldn't have made the trade. It's bad for the NBA that trade happened. Trades like that shouldn't happen where, God forbid, a market that isn't Boston or L.A. and you know one of the big boys has a superstar and they could actually stay there for years. See Luka, Dallas. Now Giannis is going to be out of Milwaukee. It has to happen in the association, it seems like. But that said, when all the precincts are now reporting, you can't tell me that Davis and Cooper Flagg for Luka is the worst trade of all time. Again, it's not apples to apples, but it kind of worked out. I'm curious. We're not doing radio in Dallas, so it doesn't matter. From the standpoint of roster building, like, do the Mavericks go get a scorer and trade one of their bigs now? Or do they just play super big? Like, would they trade a Gafford to go get a scorer to pair with the Kyrie and, you know, Cooper Flagg, Anthony Davis group that they've assembled, or do they kind of batten down the hatches here and just say, okay, we're going to have centers are hard to come by.
Yeah.
We got a five, you know, we got a four that we like, and then you could play Cooper Flagg as a three potentially. Let's go to Matt in DC. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Gentlemen. I'm disappointed for the Wizards, but I think you guys are overlooking the fact that next year's big prize with AJ Dibonsa. Not that Flagg is chopped liver, but they have a great chance to pick up some really quality talent and still be in the lottery. And
yeah,
maybe
but then they have
that.
To win the lottery yeah, next year.
How's your 14% looking next time? I mean, I see your point. You're right. But
yeah, we're all going to do the same thing. We're going to get back into the same mode where, you know, it's not going to sound as cool as capture the flag, but die for Dibonsa. Okay, or whatever the hell it's going to be. And then, you know, at the end of the year, we're all going to go, maybe the 6'9" 18-year-old is ours. And then they'll pick fifth. Luckily, next year's draft is loaded. I've been told next year's draft is best in years and years and years by, you know, a decision maker in the NBA. And if that's the case, then they'll be okay. I trust these guys to get it right. But the question is, do you ever really think your number's going to come up at the deli? They just don't seem to want to call us.
Yeah, I mean, teams go from uncool to cool. It happens. Oklahoma City's is one where that's an example. Houston has gone in and out of the cool kids club. Golden State used to be and also ran. They had like one series win that was notable in the last like 20-some years when they beat Dallas, ironically, with that Baron Davis undersized group. And then Steph Curry came and everything changed. The point is, all it takes is that one little domino to fall where, again, I don't have a better phrase than this, you win the lottery. You get the transcendent thing, and you become the cool kid. You become the guy where the disgruntled superstar goes, you know what? I want to go play there. The I want to go play there thing has never happened in Washington. And when it has, they haven't had the resources to be able to do anything about it. They're trying to get to that point now. And the league was going, well, we had too much the worst team winning the lottery. We had 25% chances at the number one overall pick. Let's lower that and ruin it for everyone and not have any of the worst teams for 7 straight years. End up with a top couple of pick. Let's do that.
The Wizards falling to sixth has the longest lasting negative ramifications on DC sports, but the most impactful loss last night was that of the Capitals, who are now down 3-1 and facing elimination. We'll get into that next. Grant and Danny with you on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.